Blog Talk Radio.
The threat is verifiable. It is real. I repeat, it is real.
24/7. They try to get busy, but I won't let them. You see, I know what's on them. Niggas must got me twisted. Your homie just got knocked out. You missed it. Oh, and you can bet that I can bring it. Just the way I sing it. I got the cleanest 44 you ever seen. It's a 1999 model. No numbers. Fresh out the box. Pull it out. Niggas run like it's not. So, don't come show, cause you will get broke off. Something rubber from the waist up. Cause I'm the type of motherfucker that if I get that Uzi, it's Tuesday, it's Tuesday. And when I'm dealing with some free time fellas, ain't no telling like Jack Topellin. Cause guns don't stop bullets, that's my motto. So don't play me, play bottle. Damn, I'm in a house. And if I get evicted, somebody get me tied up in the kitchen like a kidnapped victim. I told you once before, I gotta have it like a rabbit. The guy that only eats the 14 carrots. So if you know somebody that wants Alexa, let me know. I still get that 99 special. That's how we sell them. 365, 24/7.
Conquerors, get on it. We're here with another edition of Southern Root Radio. We're dealing with Mecca Evers Part 2, and we're going to be dropping this serious talk on this man's life. We were trying to figure out of everybody in the Southern region who was doing a freedom fighter situation, he don't get talked about that much. And that is surprising to me. Now, here you got a man, and we're going to go into depth with it. We're going to go into depth with it because the thing that caught my attention, like I said, when we come back from the commercial breaks, we're going to break down it bit by bit, but we want to know what the hell happened and what's going on and why it went down the way it went down. But after commercial breaks, we're going to break off into our brother, Mega Evers, and his situation, and also some other things that surrounded his life that was as far as what was going on at the time. And this involving like the late 50s and early 60s, just a little on the brink before his death. Now, mind you, I remember I was saying about Fred Hampton being assassinated in 62. I have to correct myself. That was 69. I actually had him confused with two people who got assassinated in 61, and we're going to bring them up. But that's what I had confused right there. I had Fred Hampton under 62 when he was actually 69, and it was two people who got bumped off in 61 in Jackson, Mississippi. So let me correct myself with that first and foremost, but this is an educated show, and that's what we all about, correction. Reflect on that shit. So with that being said, we're going to bring up the two individuals that I was referring to that dealt with, you know, being assassinated before Mick Evers was assassinated. And we was trying to find information as far as trying to find out if they were clicked up or not. But long story short, we're going to get into it. Let me get into the commercial breaks first, and after that, we're going to roll with the punches.
Swing low. Time to move on. Light years in time. Ahead of our time. Free your mind and come fly with me. It's hip on the mothership. Stop.
In the mood for some seafood in Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special, and also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation. Advertising too much for your budget in this fast-paced economy? Give Shadow Productions a call, 404-512-3355. They specialize with brochures, flyers, and other advertising materials to help you flood your social media. That's Shadow Productions, 404-512-3355. Give them a call. Support the Black Nation, people. Support. I want to change subject for a second before we go ahead and break off into this part two of the Mega Everest. I was looking at something that was on the news today dealing with cow abuse in the central parts of Florida, mainly it was a dairy farm up there in Okeechobee, and the man was pretty much abusing the cows over there. I wouldn't say a man, but they had footage mainly of this one particular guy, but it was several people that was abusing the animals over there, and these are animals that pretty much we get our milk from to feed children. Also, there's a linkage out there. We put the video out there of showing that the areas where they have predominantly black people, that they're using cows that link to diabetes with the milk that they have for school children. Long story short, this is what we're talking about to you people out there with the fitting in syndrome who want to haul ass to that other side of the fence and shit. Oh, there's going to be more shit we're going to pop up on y'all asses, but just, you know, to let your ass know when you walk around with that, you know, my grandma's white and shit or my cousin's white and shit. Look, man, enough of y'all motherfuckers with that dumb shit. Find a cure for these people's skin. They got a problem with this goddamn sun. That don't equate in my book as far as your goddamn religious, whoever you want to call out your asshole with that shit. So it don't make no sense. The book come from them. The religion come from them. But there's a defect with the goddamn God who made the sun. I ain't hearing it. So go on with that goddamn jigsaw puzzle and shove it up your ass. Because when stuff like this affects everybody as a broad, your silly ass, my grandma white comment don't even fucking fit the scene, boo. It don't even fit it. So you just need to cut that silly ass 2-year-old shit the fuck on out with that Jim Crow shit and have fun with it. If y'all like how niggas come down or, you know, on whoever else out there, goddamn it, flip the coin the other way with that shit. We tired of hearing that my grandma white shit. Motherfuckers out here, you know, getting hung, shot the fuck up, all kind of shit. Yet still, you got motherfuckers got common sense to see what's going on, because it ain't just a black and white thing. Motherfuckers sitting here attacking their ass too. So they also pumped up the goddamn temperature, making it more hotter. What do you think gonna happen to my grandma white clan when that sun get hotter and less exposure? Because of the gases being depleted. See, that science kick in to your goddamn religious world. That God ain't gonna come out and sky to save your ass from cooking now, either. Since you related to that white grandma. You got that skin like that white grandma, and your ass gonna cook like that goddamn white grandma. How fucking fitting. Sit your ass down with that stupid shit. Find a cure for the fucking skin problem, bitch. Check yourself. And this is what I mean by, you know, when you got these people around here abusing these animals that we eat, what is it the fucking animal going to have in this meat? Trauma. Straight trauma. So y'all eating fearful food. And you wonder why you're scared to be great? I can see it now. Scavenger, people are going to eat scavenger food. Man, I like scavenging. Going from place to place, taking shit. Another situation we came across with today. I still can't go by it, but someone else, another kid, snatched up a vehicle. Pretty much stole it. And this was in the Broward area. And he pretty much wanted a joyride with it. Wrecked the car because I guess he lost control with it showing out and shit. And what did the kid do? After wrecking the car, he leaves the scene that he stole the vehicle from. And in addition to that, he goes to school. Act like nothing happened. this is starting to become a trend. Second time something like this has went down. Second time. But nonetheless, we don't take time out to put our babies in situations where they can learn from their own people. We busy learning someone else's arena. We ain't gonna never get no foundation that damn way. You busy trying to set whoever else up out here in this world, you're gonna always build up someone else's empire doing that shit. So I don't care. Slap their ass. Just slap. Slap the shit ass real hard. Nobody got time for your zombie ass feelings. And that's all that shit is. Zombie ass feelings. So you wanna see them play games because you want some temporary shit your way. Man, that's a fucked up way of thinking. Abstract as it is, nigga, you can't build with that. That shit all about subtract. Your wants is temporary. That shit about subtract. Unless you can utilize that shit for the time being, it's all about subtract. But nonetheless, you know, your kid went for the joyride. Ain't a time who car you stole. And you go to school. Now, here it is. Your parents out there doing whatever, and you out there hanging out with friends or just doing some shit because you too smart for your own good. Y'all not putting these kids in projects that are dealing with nature. That's why, you know, you're going to forever have them under the umbrella. Like your ass under the umbrella. Why? Mama knows best. That's all she want to fucking know. Again, that's all she wants to know. Big difference. Don't want to know shit. Just wants to know only one certain shit. Too lazy to want to extend her knowledge. Expand your goddamn education, goddammit. Don't want to do it. But on a lighter note, we're going to go ahead and kick into this Meckers Wiley Evers. Get in where you fit in. Moment here. Pull it on up. All right. Now, one thing I did want to get into, first thing first, I had brought up last time, but I'm going to reiterate it again. Let me turn that down. I don't even know why that popped up like that. But let me go to my home page first for a second. So I'm just blasted away on my screen. All right. Let me go back. All right. This thing here messing up. Here we go. I was trying to go to my Facebook page because that's where I had the information loaded up. But nonetheless, here we go. We're going to dig into this information. Let's see. All right. That was earlier today. Okay, I'm going to backtrack. I'm trying to find my thing here that I had up here earlier for the Montage Monday with Mecca Evers. And I was trying to pull up the thing I had with Malcolm X. For my reason, I can't find it. And I hope they didn't take it down. I'm going to be quite upset if they did. And I'm like, great. You don't ruin something real swell and well.
Go Hurricane.
Okay, here we go. Letting this load up. All right. Now, we had talked about it earlier. Back in December of 1954, Evers became the first NAACP field secretary. Now, it said field secretary. Don't say secretary. It says field secretary. Now, why do they give him that? Because he told him or them or whoever of a military status that he had when coming into that type of arena. Addition to that, we also pulled up more information detailing to this, him being part of this group, as far as he wanted to do some investigation with the lynch of Emmett Till back in 1955. And that was Evers and other people pretty much publicizing the crime of Emmett. And Emmett pretty much died a horrendous crime. We already know that. And with that being said, Mega Evers and other people from NAACP was pretty much trying to put witnesses out there, trying to get anybody who pretty much try to help get other people to help witnesses leave Mississippi after they testified to the Emmett Till murder and stuff like that, just to find safety for the witnesses and things of that nature. So he was into that kind of thing. Now, the thing that got me, he's a field secretary. You're a secretary doing the field general work. Now, what we're trying to get to understand is, if you're doing this kind of thing, as far as risking your life to go ahead and try to hide witnesses after they testify so they can, you know, not be hung, or you know how they sit here and botch up a case. So we're looking at this like saying to ourselves, okay, this man is a field general, a sergeant in the Army, but why they got him playing secretary now? Think about it for a minute, people. If you're in the Army, you have to deal with detailing, observation, field study, map study. You got to deal with oversight, overview. All this is military tactics here. Now, this man was getting them out of there and, you know, making it happen. Now, check this shit out now. The thing that we want to understand also is, let's see, here it is right here. Seeking to bring first-class citizenship to the South as hurriedly as possible, ever attended one of the first meetings of the Southern Christian Conference, which is the SCLC, and that was the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, in February of 1957, 2 years after the trial. Now, anybody messing with him, you know, all this and that, receiving death threats, blah, blah, who cares? They all was going through it. Now, we in 57, and he went to his first meeting, and during his first meeting, he was elected assistant secretary of organization. Sort of like with Cleaver did with the Panthers when she went up to California. Got everybody together, organized, that kind of thing, because he was coming with a military status. Now, he was assistant. We don't know who the main secretary was. Now, with this, it didn't say fill a secretary. It just said assistant. So later it says when Evers notified NAACP Director Roy Wilkins of his involvement with the group, Wilkins advised against participating in another civil rights group. See, now here it is. We got two different strikes going on because while Wilkins, who with the NAACP, wasn't, you know, doing his thing with King. Now, we just saying for argument's sake right now, because we haven't dug up King's information to pull that up as of yet. See. All right, now here we are again. Evers sent King his letter of resignation in August of that year, stating he was highly honored to have had the opportunity to serve. Okay, so he pretty much backed out at that point. Now, that's the clean version of this. But my thing is, that's not the version that I don't think happened. Because when I heard the way Malcolm X was expressing, as far as how the people was getting ahead of everything, trying to organize, trying to, you know, start revolution. Pretty much start revolution. King and Roy and all them boys, they wasn't doing all that. Now, here it is saying that, you know, Roy Wilkins advised against participating in another civil rights group. And we can confirm this because when Malcolm X said that, you know, Kennedy was displeased with the situation because these guys was arguing amongst themselves opposed to trying to unify the South in the way that they wanted them to be, I guess, that obedient nigga to run with the economy that way. But aside from all that, we see how Malcolm X, the way he broke down the segment in the Big Six, how all that correlates with this information. Now, in 1958, the SCLC sought to establish, like we said earlier, their first base in activity in Jackson. Evers reported to the NAACP that he had that he discouraged this move. It would be our design through the NAACP that the Progressive Voters League, of which our leaders are in key position to control the present state of affairs, he explained. Now, mind you with this, we're going to bring up a situation that happened in 1961. And this involving Herbert Lee as one individual and also Lewis Allen. There was also another individual, I can't think of his name, but he was a soldier. He got assassinated in 62. They mistaken him to be a freedom rider when he was actually a soldier returning home from World War II. Wow. Way to go, police. Don't surprise. But nonetheless, Lewis Allen was a businessman, and Herbert Lee was somewhat of an associate, but he was also an organizer that dealt with voters' rights in Jackson, Mississippi as well. And they were linked up with Sheep just hit me up just not too long ago texting me. That was him. Lewis Allen and Herbert Lee were associated with Reverend Robert Moses. Was he a reverend at the time? No, I don't think he was a reverend. If he was, I may be mistaken. But I'm not going to associate him with the reverend thing. But I think that he was. But nonetheless, he was also associated with Freedom Rider Works in Mississippi. And he was also a part of the SNCC leader, a leader of the SNC, and also Harvard grad and a math teacher in Harlem, New York. And he also worked in Atlanta and then Mississippi, like we said earlier. But pretty much with him, they saw him as a passive person opposed to Martin Luther King, who was the type that moved the crowd. I don't know if there are any speeches of him out there, if anyone had any of it documented. But if they didn't, pretty much, I'm pretty sure these people were like rebels, guys who pretty much held their own. I mean, you're not going to be in a business man in the South unless you know you ain't packing a gun. You just forget about that shit. Especially at that time. So, long story short, these were individual cases that took place in Jackson, Mississippi before the death of Megan Edwards. So, at that time, you have to understand that a lot of these KKK members felt threatened by this move because these people were getting ahead of the game on them. See, you only can burn down something for so long until people get it pumping again. And that's what the case was with Mississippi itself. Now, mind you, addition to that, let me see if I can pull it up. That was one of the okay, yeah, mind you, this phone is messing me up. Okay, here it is right here. All right, now, in the spring of 63, Evers announced that blacks in Jackson would begin mass demonstrations and rallies to protest Jackson's mayor, Alan Thompson, refusal to appoint a committee to examine Jackson's racial problems. We are prepared to demonstrate until we get our rights, Everett proclaimed. Nobody here is afraid anymore. So with that being said, if somebody's sitting here saying they're not afraid anymore, that don't sound like somebody who finna go and, you know, and pray and love thy neighbor and all that shit. Hell nah. That's like somebody who finna, you know, bring the heat. Now we see the difference between Mecca Evers and MLK. And the fact that he was a militant man and he was recruited by Roy Wilkins. Roy Wilkins knows this man's behavior. He knows somewhat of this man's background. But yet and still, when we look at this whole information for what it's worth, we're seeing something totally of the opposite here of what, you know, everybody pumping out their ass as far as trying to, you know, cover up some shit to make somebody seem clean when they ain't clean. They're not clean like how we think they are. That's what's up. We got the queen on the show. Mama Keish.
Peace and love, family.
What's going on
tonight?
Not
too much. All
right,
yeah, I'm chilling too.
That's what's up. Queen, I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Just based off this information that I read here. Now, if somebody make the comment, we are prepared to demonstrate until we get our rights. And the type of demonstration that you announced was that blacks in Jackson, Mississippi, will begin mass demonstrations and rallies to protest against Jackson's mayor, Alan Thompson, refusal for appoint a committee to examine Jackson's racial problems. So. Mm-hmm. If you sit here and make the comment, we are prepared to demonstrate until we get our rights, and you make the comment, nobody here is afraid anymore,
mm-hmm.
That don't sound like you're going to be nonviolent.
Right.
That sounds like you're going to defend yourself by any means necessary.
Any means necessary, yeah. You're not for that nonviolence, the peaceful protest no more.
See, and the thing is, because Martin Luther King was trying to come into that circle, where's Roy Wilkins at this time? He was being punked out of Mississippi. So, the fact that I brought these other individuals, and I'll recall them again, Lewis Allen, he was in 61, he was assassinated, because he was a witness to a friend of his who was an organizer for voters' rights, but Lewis Allen was a businessman. Herbert Lee was an organizer, and he was assassinated in 61.
Yeah. Both of them were assassinated. By whom? Do you know?
Well, more likely, opposite of Freedom Riders is KKK.
Okay.
And they both were associates with Robert Moses. And I don't know if he was a reverend or not, but these individuals were pretty much, I don't know if he worked with King or not, but it says, let me see, while Dr. King spoke with passion and eloquence, Moses was viewed as humble, ordinary, and accessible. So I'm trying to figure if Malcolm X figured King was passionate. I'm like, how in the hell? And what the hell you consider him as humble? What, his voice? I guess so. Ordinary. Mm-hmm. But point being is he worked in Mississippi and then in, I'm sorry, he worked in Atlanta, then in Mississippi. So mind you, more likely he was part of Martin Luther King clique, being that he was in Atlanta, then he went to Mississippi, But with that being said, also, the fact that Lewis Allen and Herbert Lee was associated with this man, but Herbert Lee was the one out here pretty much caught up in the melee with voters' right organizing, and he got shot around that situation.
Mm.
And because Lewis Allen was there to view it, a businessman, you could put two and two together. A businessman and, you know, a voter organizer, that means that you're trying to do what? A black mecca. You're not far from it.
Well, they don't want that.
So, you know, I also read in 62, there was a soldier that came home on the bus from World War II. Pretty much he got a shot down by the police because they thought that he was a freedom rider on the white bus or whatever, and they told him to get off the bus, and he's like, I'm not getting off the bus or whatever. I don't know how the words went, but long story short, they had in the report that he refused, which we probably doubted. And he just probably said, look, man, I'm a soldier, and I don't have nothing to do with it. I just came from World War II, and the hard-headed KKK ain't going to give a damn. But see, Uncle Sam and them had no choice but to sit here and start slapping the KKK over the head. Why? Because now these people have all rights to sue us. Yeah, they do. But that's pretty much what's up. Like I said before, I had got Fred Hampton confused with these two. These two died in 61 because of number two of those two. And it was another individual that got assassinated in 62. But Hampton was in 69. So I had to correct myself on the show with that one. But nonetheless, we could see that the 60s was filled and caked with nothing but murder. Straight murder. I mean, one can only sit here and wonder what the heck was what, but listening to what Malcolm X was talking about, the Big Six, how they got paid, and how, you know, the reason why they were going to have this march on Washington and black people were moving ahead, they was shutting down the airports, every goddamn thing else. That's it. It's over. That's Rome being taken over. What happened to march on Washington? It was supposed to have been a fucking ride on Washington. That would have supposed to have been, but who took it over? We over here singing Kumbaya. But that's what's up. That's what's up. I had to do a part two to this because I like something don't sound right with this. Why is everybody looking at Megan Evers the most softest person in the world? We want peace in Mississippi. This man just got finished saying no one's scared here anymore. They mean they finna start shooting motherfuckers. He got military tactics. He came out of World War II. And by him seeing y'all as redneck Germans anyway. Shit, y'all fitting into his world. See, this is what I mean when I spoke of it earlier. Megan Evers, during the time of Emmett Till's murder case, whoever testified, he would make sure after they testified, damn it, pack your shit, get up out of here. And took them where they had to go safe. Damn it. The KKK wasn't following them cars. Why? Harriet Tubman. 20, 40, 60 deep. They ain't going to enter that goddamn dragon. They'll get their ass lit the fuck up. That's why he was able to live the way he lived. How he died? By himself. He broke the Herod Tubman rule. Do not be out here by yourself. But long story short, I had to do a retake on this because it kind of stained Martin Luther King. It stains him. It kind of stains Roy Wilkins, all them big six down here, or whoever else out west, east, however they was in the south. All that arguing, nobody ain't link up and make these power moves. You want to do a peaceful demonstration by walking. No, shut this shit down. I think I may have put our people in a burning building. Oh, nigga, now you want to think? So we see now the burning building, 9 times out of 10, it is a mama's boy or a silly behind girl who don't know no better. Them two prototypes, along with the mixed breed out there. Some of them act stupid. They don't know where the hell they damn at. They brains at, and they act like they don't know history. But nonetheless, I'm looking at this thing with Mega Everest. I'm like, all this stuff fell into a court because, let's just say for argument's sake, if you would have joined the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, or Council, rather, if you would have joined them, somebody in King Kent would have snitched. The same shit that you got going on up north with Malcolm X and them with the Nation of Islam. See, I'm noticing something here. Marcus Garvey, New York is right. What happened? Not so long from that, he get bumped off. They could talk about the death how they want to. Malcolm X leaves the Nation of Islam. What happened? Assassinated. This guy here don't join Martin Luther King enough. What happened? He get assassinated. Seems like the trend of the South and trend of North, whether it's Christian or Islam, somebody has their way of training somebody to bump somebody off just so this shit can continue.
Bump somebody off because you want a peaceful protest?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, that's what they did.
The way I see it, say if they would have been tearing Mississippi Jackson up. Now, I don't know what Malcolm X and them would have felt or how they would have felt about Malcolm X. But well, I don't know. You had a couple of groups at that time too. You had what was it Yahweh's? Well, I don't know if they were on the scene at that time, but you had different other black African groups out there and Islamic black groups that kind of like had people thinking, damn, that's devil shit. But it is what it is. They were using both black leaders to recruit people. But when it came to that street nigga like him or Nat Turner, People backed away from that struggle. It's just showing too much that pretty much nobody from Louisiana came to this man aid. And that's another thing. Were there any, Queen, let me ask you. I don't know if you can check your internet by now.
I might, Ken.
Do you know, huh?
I said I might, Ken. Go ahead.
Do you know if there's any freedom fighters they had in Louisiana? Because I like to see this. I like to see the fact that if this man on his own, if he wasn't on his own, well, where the hell is everybody at? Arkansas? Louisiana? Nobody could be found. Look at this. Look at this. Then again, you got people who were doing stuff, they're just not being talked about because, of course, them areas that's connected to what? The bayous. Swamp and all that. So all that's going to be hard for somebody to sit here and report something. And, you know, you got people over there who can barely write.
I'm seeing that there were.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let me see. Trying to see anything older. Looks like everything is.
That's the thing. I don't know if, like I said, what was going on in people's mind at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But however many people was out there doing anything in the South, they should have clicked up. They should have clicked the hell on the carry ass. My thing is, where the hell the preachers at? I know it's way more y'all got to be a lot of people in Congress, churches, and shit. Why y'all ain't out on the scene? You got numbers, you just don't want to use them. Wow.
Yeah.
The same type of people that's in the church for the KKK. As far as capacity, same
mm-hmm.
kind of people that's in the goddamn church that's full of black people. Ain't no excuse. So, damn it. What's up with the reverend, man? Y'all let us down. Y'all let us down. Y'all was in the Masonic shit. And that pretty much blew it up right there, because why? I'm scratching my head on why you got Grand Wizard and Grand Dragon with the KKK. And they Masonic, too.
Yeah.
So I'm like scratching my head on that stupid shit. How'd you get, you know, an argument out of that?
You got Alexander Allen. Looks like he's one of the very popular freedom fighters from Louisiana.
Okay. We're doing what years he was doing it? In the 50s?
Oh, yeah. They found founded the Freedom to Read Foundation in 69.
He late.
Yeah, no.
He late. He late. He late. And by that time, the Panthers on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing they doing at that point in time, after, you know, King left and everything, getting bumped off, these fitting in, brothers. They wouldn't have fit in.
Yeah, he was late. Yeah, all his work is late.
Because I think after that, they had their voting rights already established.
Yeah, he was more in the, he was fighting for education more. First Amendment rights and education he was on.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Freedom of expression, correct? That's Fifth Amendment.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not, see, I can't find no, not finding anything in the session.
I'm going to see what I can find for Arkansas. I'm going to see if I can find for that. Okay, this is where no, the other guy you gave me, his name was Elton. Was it Elton Cox?
Elton Cox, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So this is where he comes into play. As far as the St. Louis branch of the Congress of Racial Equality. Core is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It was Benjamin Eaton Cox, Annie Lumpkins, Bliss and Mullen, or Mullen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Malone. I actually stand correct. I'm so tired. You had John Curtis Raines and Janet. Was like a Renette. Let's see, came into the interstate bus to Little Rock, Arkansas, to test the United States Supreme Court, which was under Banyan versus Virginia. This is in 1960. It's the 1960 decision that ordered the integration of bus terminals. Ah. See, them people got tired of walking that hot ass stuff. And being late for work. So you got to walk. See, this day goes back to when people were saying, oh, when I was young, I had to walk how many miles to get to school? Now we see why. But this kind of information should have came to them at least in the 50s. But nonetheless, they right there on point in 61. They got in 60. When they arrived at the Midwest Trail Way bus station at Markham in Louisiana State, Louisiana Street. A crowd of 300 to 400 watched as the five Freedom Riders was arrested. Wow. soon as you get on, clink, clink. Not bang, bang, but clink, clink. A crowd of people still reeling from the 1957 Central High School crisis were ready for a confrontation. Despite efforts by a group of leading Little Rock businessmen urging calm, the city police chief declined to disperse the crowd and instead arrested the rioters. So I guess they were in the cracker area.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody with the gay word, they was coming. They were later released from jail and continued their journey to New Orleans.
Wow. Stopping point from D.C. to New Orleans. This is in 61.
So you had the Interstate Commerce Commission. That's who that was.
Alabama is where they bumped the bus.
Well, see, that's the reason why we got injustice now, because the civil rights movement should have kept going. I see now we're looking crazy on the outside, looking in with a lot of this information. That's quite interesting. All how you go there and you don't have yourself defending with, boy, I tell you, it should at least be like 20 or 30 people. Well, we can see now how a lot of roles have been flipped, because when black people were going in these areas at that time, here you got a mob of people ready to, you know, pick at them. Now you got the KKK coming in, you know, around people. Everybody ready to thump on them. Boy, I tell you. I tell you. Queen, what are we going to do with them?
I don't know. We got to do something, though.
Well, we can see clear as day, getting the voters right, getting people attention, all this and that. But I say Mecca Everest situation sound a little bit suspicious. The fact he made two comments saying we not, there's no one scared here anymore, which means that it's time to pick up these guns and get the blast. So why Martin Luther King, why Roy Wilkins left this man hanging like Leonidas on the goddamn battlefield? I'm lost with this. That kind of makes this whole thing sound suspicious. And then we turn around and you get what? This thing, what Malcolm X was talking about with this money. Was it 800,000 and 700,000? And you got what? 2 million apiece? Or a million to divide between them? Because why? King could not desegregate Atlanta. Oh, well, no, it was Auburn, New Georgia. He could not desegregate it. Why? Because you can't keep coming into a backyard with that peaceful shit. It just ain't going to work. Person got a line, you got to hit their ass over the head.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody steal your shit, what you gonna do, pray for them? Hell nah. My shit at?
Get ready to pass it. All this non-violent stuff. The non-violent stuff that comes from Gandhi.
Even he got assassinated by a gun. So how fitting. check this out. I was about to bring him up too, but you know I left it alone because you know we want to just leave it, you know, the brothers only. But even with him, he got bumped off by a dude because the dude. What it was? They were Muslims over there in the India country. So, what he was trying to do was get their ass up out there with peaceful demonstrations and shit. And as soon as they got the independent, who bumped them off? But it was somebody who was sent to bump them off, and thus they were related to Islamic fascist group. I'm not sure who it is. I don't know if it was the Taliban or who. But long story short, prime example right there, Queen. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. He said blood, a quote that he gave Martin Luther King was, blood will be shed, but it has to be our blood that flows into the rivers.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the quotes that he gave Martin Luther King that he had, actually he had in his book, the book that he kept in his jacket.
Jeez.
Yep. Blood will be shed, but it has to be our blood.
I mean, I just don't get why would you want to go to be a school to be, you know, a preacher, but you just renege on fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I take that back. You're not allowed to go to jail because if you do, they're going to feel like you're going to snitch on them by something.
Well, during that time, I want to believe that Martin Luther King, a lot of charges got dropped, if I'm not mistaken. And he was getting arrested around the time of the Freedom Riders and all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
After this, a lot of charges, like he would get arrested. Charges got dropped.
But see, that's when they were doing the church bombing, the bus bombing, you know, rocking the bus and shit like, I mean, all that crazy stuff going on back in them days. They weren't trying them Panthers with that shit. The average nigga back in the 50s and 60s shit, Panther was an upgrade of that version.
Yeah. Like they said, this non-violent stuff will get you killed.
Golly, y'all learn to defend yourself, people. Queen, let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that caught your mind with this as far as, like, the fact that King couldn't desegregate territory in his home state? And then had to come to an area where it got desegregated by Meggers and company. As if he was like, I don't know, it's kind of like watching the movie Gladiator.
Mm-hmm.
The Caesar's son didn't fight no bound of bodies on a battlefield, but yet he want to ride on the scene like, he killed somebody saying, you know, where's the enemy? I'm here. And his father, the king, wasn't feeling that shit. I'm like, are you serious? You embarrassing me, man.
Yeah, it's just, you got a lot of, private partners in this. And when you see that, you can't take nothing for face value. Because their agenda was a whole lot bigger than what we could even imagine. So you got to be able to look at all sides of it and try to figure this out. The Southern Christian Conference, that's some deep stuff. That's some deep stuff. I'm trying to think because I just went to the museum and when that started was
caught my attention. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, at first when I used to hear Mecca Evers story, I'm like, ain't no action in his shit other than, you know, he got shot in the back. But what did he do to get shot in the back? You see?
Well, he
that's why I had to look into his work. Had to look into it. Had
well,
to.
His work wasn't following along with their plan.
That's my thing. And the fact that he didn't have backup because he retired from MLK. And the fact that MLK was trying to come over there in Mississippi, and you already had somebody there with Roy Wilkins, who's over pretty much the situation itself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be wrapping this up in about a good 5 minutes. But it was quite intriguing the fact that we started putting this information together because just because you have that humble person who don't want to fight and that black face is being, you know, used as a imagery for whatever, you know, purpose behind
mm-hmm.
it. Now we see the tricks, you know, in the game, like, you know, people need to start catching on to what's going on and what's popping.
Yeah. You gotta pay attention.
Yeah. But most definitely, I will be on tomorrow. I just want to do a part two to this one. Tomorrow will be our improvement movement. Kicking in with that. We may go a little bit with the elements on that one, Queen, because I am going to be going into the rock caves. Also
mm-hmm.
dealing with the tribe, the red tribe out there, the Pygmy, the Twas,
mm-hmm.
the Tulum culture. We're going to be pulling all that stuff up, including the aquifer and the mercury in the water, including other things that we can find. So get your homework on, people. It's going to be good. You're going to love it. We'll find out why there's a world underneath our feet. And that's what I'm going to title it, A World Underneath Our Feet. It's going to make you think. It's going to make you think. Anybody think crackers came out of the cave? Okay. Your body needs water. How would they survive out of the game? Okay, make that happen. Just make that happen for me. Got just a little over 4 minutes left. We actually were going to shorten this one up because of it being a part two. And we went into a lot of material as far as with the video from Malcolm X and also a few videos involving Meccas. But we mainly want to touch on reiterating what the purpose of all this stuff was and why did it go down the way it did. But it is what it is. The king got caught slipping. made me start to think. I wonder, like I say, people do some setup games, man. Ask yourself, you know, it's easy for them to blame that white dude. So easy. Anybody ever thought about doing a background check and see, you know, what was he like when he was a kid? Hallucination, anything, abusive father, been raped before? Because the way he was talking, just don't sound right. Something about his interview just don't sound right. Got about 2 minutes left in the show. Queen, anything you want to put out there to the people?
Man, stay healthy. Stay healthy. Eat healthy food. I'm so sick of just so many people. I'm hearing about all these illnesses, strokes, and high blood pressure. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's truly heartbreaking, y'all. Just stay away from the pork and all that just heavy stuff. We know better at this point. You're out here breaking your family members' hearts. You're breaking your kids' hearts. It's not worth it. There's so many people right now going away from here for simple, easy fixes. Like, stop eating the stupid food. It's not worth it. It's heartbreaking.
Nope.
I have so many people. I have so many people that, you know, just in my area that, you know, I'm hearing almost every day, you know, like somebody's in the hospital or someone's had a stroke, someone's had a heart attack. Like, we got to do better. We got to do so much better.
And when the last time you exercised as an adult, people? That 9-to-5 will, you know, take up a lot of your time, and then you got the bills to pay. And, yo, stop adding all them add-on with the bills. It's taking away from you to make yourself healthy.
Take
you
a break from all that
stuff
and go for a walk.
Yeah.
Put your headphones in and go for a walk. That's one of the best things you can do to start off. I know that's what did it for me.
Well, riding a bike, I would probably lose 30 pounds with that. I'd have toned up, and I'm actually gaining more muscle mass, staying away from a lot of acidic material, be eating nuts like chicken. I've been staying away from fish, seafood, been doing nothing but raw vegetables and things like that, no red meat of that stature. So, we're doing good so far. May cheat a little once in a while with the red meat, but hey, it's getting cooked
I'm going to be honest, the queen cheats too, so. You know, I have my moments and I have my days, you know. But nobody's perfect, but we all got to get on that path.
But my point is, as long as you keep yourself exercising and staying at the par, hey, man, everything going to be on point. Everything's going to be on point. But, again, we're going to be on tomorrow dealing with the rock caves, different types of ways of living when you're down there in the earth. It ain't all messed up like people think, you know, it is. And I'm surprised I don't see somebody down there. If they are down there, nobody hasn't documented, but more likely, you know, it is what it is. But with that being said, we'll be on most definitely tomorrow, dropping some more of this worldwide news to the world. And again, Queen, I did bring up the cows that were being abused in Central Florida. They actually had a breaking news with that earlier today. And it's like even came close to hitting information linked to the city that was next to me. it affected their city, because we all know those milks that the cows pretty much discharge.
It's that's nothing used but plastic.
But yet, a lot of that stuff is used in schools.
Yeah. Yeah. What type of abuse was it?
It was physical abuse. They were using a metal rod to shock him. They were kicking him, punching him, punching the private areas. Stuff like
yeah.
that caused trauma to the animal because the animal ain't defending itself.
So, and then when you take and eat abused animals now.
They know that. They know that, but with that being said, it is what it is, man. It's just crazy. I haven't drunk milk in a good while.
Yeah.
I actually feel better. And you always know when you when people used to have cereal and stuff like that, whenever you had your bowel movements, for some odd reason, it would come out green or like a brownish green, opposed to a regular bowel movement where it's just supposed to be a discharge of nutrients and stuff. That's a big difference. Salad, big difference. You'll see your nutrients
definitely.
Come out.
You
anything else
for
some odd reason is like a Play-Doh or clay kind of a project that just went wrong. So I let you know that your discharge, for some odd reason, you got the wrong food in you. And that's why a lot of people get sick.
Yeah, it's like I said, even me, on a personal level, like if I do, like even right now, because I've cut dairy completely out of my diet, but like if I go ahead and say, I might eat a sandwich, grab me a sandwich, say some turkey or something with some cheese on it, or even if I taste somebody's macaroni and cheese and, cheat a little bit, I will feel that. I will actually have a coating like on my tongue that slimy mucus. You would feel it, all that draining from your sinuses and in the back of your throat. You feel all that.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely notice that it plays a major, major role. And at this time of year, you go ahead and gulp you down a couple glasses of milk, and I guarantee you, your breathing will start rattling.
Yeah. I mean, because once in a while, I have to get Q-tips, clean up my nostrils. For those out there who, if you smoke or stuff like that, clean your shit out, man. Get all that discharge out of your body.
Yep. Just take a Q-tip. That is a good trick. That's something that I actually do. Is like, take a Q-tip and I'll actually tickle mine and make my nose run just to get the extra out. Yep.
So, but in the end, we have to, like I say, get this thing together. We have to do some part two with Mecca Evers. We see clear as day that was a little rift between Roy Wilkins and MLK. But with that being said, I also noticed that when Malcolm X was speaking in his video, he didn't mention Mecca Evers.
No.
So maybe at that time, Mecca Evers was not as popular as people presumed him to be.
No, I honestly don't believe he was. I actually went to the museum and some of the Martin Luther King historical sites, and there was no mention of Mecca Evers in anything that I seen. And I was looking because the stuff was just on this, and there was nothing about him that I seen.
Wow. Well,
and granted, majority of them in that era and time of our you know, our black people at that time that was doing things, they were mentioned, you know. But nothing about Michael Evers did I see. You know, I could have overlooked some stuff, but I didn't see anything. He wasn't in, you know, no mention of him.
But see, that's the thing. When Mark, when I said Mark. I'm about to say Megan. When Malcolm was speaking about people in the South was hitting crackers over the head and they was, you know, laying their bodies down, was going to lay their bodies down at the airport and stop the runways and all this mm-hmm. and that. It was going to shut it down. And he was saying that's revolution. That's revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, by him saying what he was saying, but we're not scared down here anymore, that's revolution.
Mm-hmm.
But Martin Luther King ain't saying that, so we all can come and see in that speech who Malcolm was talking about. He was reading about Mississippi Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that was in the video, if I'm not mistaken, but he did say Jackson, Mississippi, they were busting the crackers overhead and stabbing them in the back, all this and that. I know they were doing it in
mm-hmm.
Alabama. I know they were doing it in Alabama. Bama mm-hmm. don't play that.
No, they don't.
Actually, yeah, it was in Birmingham. It was in Birmingham, Alabama, you know, he was talking about in the video.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if he would slide on over to Jackson, he would saw it there, too. But I think what upset Mecca Evers was the assassination of Herbert Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Lewis,
mm-hmm.
and also the soldier that came from World War II, who died in 1962, when they mistaken him for a freedom rider, because he was riding a bus trying to get home
mm-hmm.
or whatever to a loved one after serving time over there. So. He coming home to all this shit. He don't know what the fuck going on.
Exactly.
And more likely, he probably got recruited as a damn, you know, teenager. Going to fight
mm-hmm.
for the country for they sorry ass. But, you know, you can't
yeah.
tell nothing. But see, being that Mecca Evers was a what? Hint, hint, sergeant. We can start to see now.
Mm-hmm.
That triggered him. That triggered
yeah.
him. That triggered him.
Yeah, you know he wasn't. The military background, I don't see him going for the peaceful. Yeah.
No. Are you saying words like anybody scared down here no more?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. And being it was only one shooter, one type of gun that shot him?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't making no sense. It ain't making no sense. He was gonna be the Malcolm X down there.
Mm-hmm.
That was about to happen. He was gonna be the Malcolm X down there.
And they didn't want that. That would mess up the whole. That would have messed up that whole Southern Christian Leaders Conference movement.
Yes, not just that but also who else? The NAACP.
Yep.
It'll bump both of them out the way. That's why
mm-hmm.
that crack said, listen, Steve Curry said, both y'all and you know, whoever else, y'all right here are fighting amongst yourselves, having this group, that group. Here, I get ahead of all this, pay y'all to endorse it. Everybody walk, and this way they had, you know, the Dream Team. That's what I guess that was their version of the Dream Team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there ain't anything
and
about
just
it.
Suck that stupid shit on up.
Put your ass to sleep.
But who was the one, forget the march on Washington. Who was the one that gave a speech? I love it. Mm-hmm. You went to go march to give a speech. Little white hands and little black hands holding each other, but yet and still, this man is a militant person. And the first thing, your little white hands and little black hands holding each other, that shit gonna need protection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had to find out the hard way. Put the people in the burning building. Sold the people out for a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
The same cookie wind up making your ass poison, you know what I'm saying? Choking on it and shit. Well, we had to do a little extended point, but we'll be most definitely on tomorrow, Queen. If you got the time,
mm-hmm.
I know you are in a different area of the States right now. We won't keep that secluded. But long story short, we'll link up with each other and just let me know if you got time to show your face on the show until you get back to your HQ.
Yeah, we'll have a busy day tomorrow, but I should be wrapped up by the time we do the show tomorrow. Or I may be a little late, but if not, I'll poke my head in, show some love.
Okay, that's what's up. So, people tune in tomorrow. It's your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite, a.k.a. Dothan. Most definitely, we're going to be digging into the Twas, the Pygmies, and see what's popping in their world. And we're going to be bringing up the ancient artifacts along with it. But long story short, we're going to make it happen. Other than that, that's pretty much it. Queen,
mm-hmm.
Been a pleasure. Enjoy your night. Take it light.
Yeah.
Don't fall out nowhere.
No. Mm-mm. Never that.
That's what's up.
Slicking. Yeah.
But,
yeah. Everybody, yeah. Listen, y'all. Enjoy your night. Peace and love, family.
Peace and love, people. We out.
All right.